Welcome to this special report on why the dollar will soon be history. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Thank you for joining me. There's a lot of debate right now about the future of the dollar because more and more people are becoming aware of the BRICS nations rolling out a new world reserve currency. There's been a lot of talk of the digital yuan. You've got countries like Russia, Iran, China, and others working on this BRICS plus transactional settlement system that will not require dollars. In fact, billions of dollars in trades, in transactions, have already been carried out without dollars. And of course, Saudi Arabia announcing that their priority trading partner is China, and the Saudis announcing that they don't have to demand dollars anymore for selling oil. So they'll accept other currencies as well. That means it's the end of the petrodollar. So because of all of these events, which are huge in their implications, there's been a lot of online discussion about what will happen to the dollar. And on one side, you have people like myself and Andy Scheckman and Zero Hedge and so on, arguing that the dollar is going to be history. And then on the other side, you've got people that say, oh no, the dollar is still the world reserve currency. It's going to be around for a long time. It's all good. Don't worry about it. You know, just keep holding dollars, right? So that's the debate. And of course, from my position, the dollar will soon be history. And I'd like to explain to you why, at least from my point of view. And in order to understand what I believe is the correct answer on this, you have to understand, where does the faith in the dollar come from? In other words, what are the origins of the current global acceptance or embracing of the dollar? And when it comes down to it, it's really about the United States Empire being the bully nation of the world with sufficient military might to threaten the other nations of the world into basically, you know, coercing them into using the dollar to buy oil. And if you don't, then bad things happen to you. And if you don't believe me, just ask Gaddafi. Oh wait, he's dead. He was killed when the United States attacked and destroyed Libya for reasons related to this. Or you could ask Saddam Hussein. Oh, wait, he's dead too, because America decimated Iraq and attacked even civilian infrastructure there, murdered over 500,000 innocent Iraqi civilians in this effort to enforce the petrodollar status. So the real threat and the real power behind the petrodollar is the United States military and the willingness of the U.S. empire to bomb civilian targets. Basically, the United States puts a gun to the head of every other nation in the world and says, you shall use dollars to buy oil or we will destroy you. That's pretty much it. So in other words, the demand for dollars globally is based on this belief that the United States military is strong enough and powerful enough to destroy your nation if you don't do what they say. That's it. And that perception is rapidly changing. And one of the key pivot points in this was the United States military fleeing Afghanistan, fleeing Kabul, and leaving behind something more than $10 billion in military hardware, basically handing it over to the Taliban. And this happened essentially, you know, very early in the Joe Biden, fake Biden administration, you know, fake rigged presidency and so on. So the military now looks weak, but it's on purpose, of course. Biden and his handlers and the globalists are trying to weaken the United States and they're trying to weaken the military. And they're doing quite an effective job and they're waging culture wars inside the Pentagon, turning the Pentagon, you know, LGBT. It's all about transgenderism now and being gay and having gay soldiers instead of, you know, sort of masculine soldiers who can fight wars. It's all about being gay in the military now, right? At least from the top. I don't mean the day-to-day soldiers, but from the top, that's what they're pushing. Now, as a result, the global perception of the strength of the U.S. military is waning. It's eroding rapidly. And now the United States military is facing its most difficult challenge in generations, certainly since World War II. And that challenge is, of course, Russia and the war in Ukraine. And I'm here to tell you that the United States military will be defeated and NATO will be defeated. It's simply a matter of time because Russia has far more forces. Russia is about a decade ahead on the infrastructure for domestic commodities mining and for manufacturing, for making the munitions and the actual weapons, the artillery, the tanks, and so on, that are necessary to fight a war. And that's because Russia has a very strong domestic industrial might, which the United States does not have. And there are a few stories in the media kind of leaking out about this, but most people aren't aware that the United States has already run out of munitions. And there are urgent efforts for the U.S. military to build new munitions factories in order to manufacture more artillery rounds, for example. But those munitions factories have not even begun their own construction. And based on many media sources and interviews with top military personnel and so on, those munitions factories are at least 2 years away from being completed themselves. And even once those factories are completed, the United States would have to source copper and iron ore and steel and, you know, gunpowder and cotton linters and all these things, nickel, brass, aluminum, all these things that are necessary to manufacture weapons. Oh, microchips as well. Lots of microchips. And many of these things, most of these things actually, are sourced outside the United States. And Joe Biden, by the way, just shut down something like 250,000 acres in Minnesota, I believe, that is a gold mine of minerals, of copper and other things. And he just shut it down and said, you know, we're not going to be mining here at all. It's illegal to engage in commodities extraction in that area now. So there goes your domestic supply. So there's not much mining happening in the United States because the Democrats are shutting it down. As a result, these commodities have to come from other countries, third world nations such as the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, which is where cobalt comes from, or most of the cobalt in the world, about 70% of the cobalt. And that's slave labor, child labor, by the way. Child exploitation, horrible conditions, but that's what's approved by Joe Biden and the Democrats. But you're not allowed to mine minerals out of Minnesota to benefit the American people and to have a domestic supply, which would be a critical defense resource, right? That's not allowed. So the United States cannot manufacture, under the current political climate, cannot manufacture enough munitions to fight a war with Russia for more than a few weeks, just a few weeks. The UK, it is said, would run out of ammunition in less than 10 days. The entire UK military, 10 days. And that's being generous. It's more like a week. The United States Air Force, if it were to go into a war with China, it was said by one of the top Air Force, I believe he was a general, said that we would run out of rockets and ammunition in about a week with China. And that would be a two-front war, by the way, fighting with Russia and China at the same time with essentially no ammo. So you can't fight a war with no ammo, and the United States can't manufacture the ammo. And the situation is so dire that the U.S. is begging Israel to send stores of munitions to Ukraine. Stores of artillery rounds, for example, that were placed in Israel as an emergency backup supply in case the U.S. had to wage war in the Middle East. So now they're tapping into other countries' munitions, you know, Israeli munitions, and begging Israel to send those to Ukraine. Again, why? Because the U.S. has run out of munitions. And even when the U.S. says that it's going to send tanks to Ukraine, well, those tanks, it turns out, have to be built from scratch. So they're probably 18 months out or more. So it's not tanks tomorrow. It's tanks sometime maybe in 2024, probably more likely 2025. And the war is over by then. Why? Because Russia is about to launch its major offensive. And Russia is very likely to defeat Ukraine and defeat NATO sometime this year. Again, whether you like it or not, whether you're pro-Ukraine, anti-Ukraine, pro-Russia, anti-Russia, it doesn't matter. it's already been set into motion. It would take America and NATO countries probably a decade to catch up to where Russia is right now. And they don't have a decade. They don't even have 10 weeks, probably. So it's already over. Unless Russia backs off, they will win this conflict. They will win it decisively. And that means, and this is what this has to do with a dollar, by the way, that means that the global perception of the strength of the United States military and its ability to project power, to be that bully nation that coerces other nations into using the dollar, that power will be strongly diminished. That perception will collapse because the world will see that, hey, not only did the United States fail to defeat the Taliban in Afghanistan, they turned tail and ran, but now the United States has been defeated by Russia. Even as the Western media kept lying and saying that Russia was being defeated and the West was winning and NATO had superior this and that and Putin had cancer and was dying and he was on his deathbed and it was over, all that propaganda turns out to be nothing but lies. When NATO is defeated by Russia, the global perception of the strength of the United States and NATO will collapse. And with it, the use of the dollar will collapse. The defeat of NATO by Russia, in other words, which is, it is an imminent outcome. This will cause more nations to join the non-dollar, non-US global transaction system, such as, you know, the digital yuan or the new global reserve currency systems, because those nations will no longer fear coercion from the U.S. empire, because they will see the weakness exposed, the weakness of the U.S. empire, which is weak because of, again, lack of munitions, can't really project power. I mean, the U.S. can only really attack small countries, right? Can't really go to war with any major power. And secondly, the cultural weakness of America and the Pentagon with the whole LGBT agenda. It's become a joke, a global joke. And also the senility of the so-called President Biden, whose brain doesn't really function most of the time. It has no idea what he's saying. He recently said that half the women in his administration are women, which technically that might actually be true since half of them might be biological men pretending to be women. So he may have a point there, but that's not what he meant to say. He meant to say half the people in his administration are women, and he ended up saying half the women are women. So there you go. This kind of thing does not result in a lot of confidence in America from other world leaders, believe me. So everything that I said so far here falls under the category of the collapse of global perception of the strength of America. And that is key, and that alone is enough to end the dollar, because the dollar only survives as a currency due to this global use of the currency for buying oil. And that's over. I mean, it's coming to an end rapidly. But there's something else. There's another reason why countries of the world will abandon the dollar. And it has to do with the endless dollar printing by the U.S. Federal Reserve. Well, you know, it's a private cartel of banks. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department, and just endless debt printing, fiat currency counterfeiting operation that is causing a rapid devaluation of the dollars currently in circulation. Now, this is seen as inflation in prices of consumer goods. But where it comes from, of course, is money printing and devaluation. Now, if you are the leader of some other foreign nation, why would you hold dollars knowing that those dollars are losing almost 2% of their purchasing power every month, when instead you could be offered some new gold-backed world reserve currency from, you know, nations like China and Russia and Iran and Brazil and India, a new currency that would not lose value, that would hold value because it was backed by gold or other commodities. Maybe it's backed by oil at some point. Again, if you're a foreign leader, why would you hold dollars that lose money if you could hold this new currency that conserves its value? And, by the way, why would you even participate in the dollar banking system, knowing that at any moment you could be cut off from the SWIFT system anytime the U.S. State Department doesn't like what you're doing. Such as maybe you're wanting to buy oil from Russia. And the State Department finds out about, oh, you bought oil from Russia? Well, guess what? You're deplatformed from SWIFT. No SWIFT transactions for you. And then your banking system gets clobbered and your economy suffers massive problems and so on because you were too dependent on the West banking system and the banking infrastructure. Well, there are a lot of countries in that situation right now. And they obviously don't want to be stuck in that situation. They want to have the freedom to buy and sell oil or energy or commodities from whatever countries they choose, whether it's Russia or Belarus or wherever. And the United States, especially the Western financial system, doesn't give them that freedom. The Western financial system is run kind of like Facebook. Like if they don't like what you say or what you do, you get deplatformed. And so for all these countries around the world, that's not acceptable. Doesn't give them the freedom they need or the economic flexibility to acquire the resources that they need. So those countries are more and more going to turn against the West, and they're going to embrace the new world reserve currency system or variations of it that are launched by the countries I just mentioned. That means that these other nations will be dumping dollars. They'll be selling dollars and buying, let's say, the digital yuan, or whatever the new currency is called. And in dumping dollars, they're going to cause all these dollars to be flooded onto the international marketplace, and it will cause, ultimately, a fall, a sharp fall in the value of the dollar. Because too much supply, not enough demand. What happens to the price? It goes down. Now, I know that currently the value of the dollar has been going up for many months, but that's only because people are looking at Europe and realizing that Europe's days are done, that Europe is suffering massive deindustrialization. And Europe is run by woke idiot twits, by the way, who will, I mean, they fine you thousands of dollars for heating your home with a wood stove, by the way. That's in the UK. They'll fine you. They'll throw you in jail if you do it again, by the way. That's how insane it is. You know, Western Europe is done. We're just watching the collapse at this point. A lot of people realize that, so they're moving money out of Western Europe and into dollars and into treasuries and so on. So that has artificially propped up the dollar for the short term. But once the world's nations start dumping the dollar because the petrodollar is over, then the dollar will fall in value. And when the dollar falls in value, you're going to see gold and silver prices freaking skyrocket. Because, well, obviously it will take more and more dollars to buy the same number of ounces of gold or silver. So then you're going to see panic in the financial system as gold and silver start creeping up rapidly in price, which proves that the dollar is losing value. And you'll have a lot of attempted manipulation, obviously, of gold and silver prices on paper. And some of that will be successful, but not forever. And ultimately, what you're going to have is a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing gold and silver, and you're going to have nations of the world turning sharply away from the United States and conducting trade in non-dollar currencies. So then the utility of the dollar globally goes to almost zero, especially if Europe has collapsed and everybody's so broke that they can't even afford to buy much from the United States. You know, Europe is America's largest trading partner, I mean, in terms of exports from the United States. And what are the Europeans going to be buying with if they're broke and destitute and their industry has been shut down and their energy supplies have been cut off, all on purpose, of course. But Western Europe is facing an economic collapse and a civilization collapse, frankly. So the dollar then erodes rapidly at that point. Now, it will take time. It's not going to be necessarily overnight. But as the dollar erodes, because of all of the leveraged debt in the system, you're going to see American banks start to fail. The banks will fail. And the FDIC, as you know, you probably saw some of the recent interviews or board meetings, like secret meeting videos and so on, FDIC leaders talking about the inevitable coming bail-ins, where the banks declare themselves to be insolvent and they take your money in order to try to stay solvent. They just steal your account deposit. And this will happen all across the country. And as the FDIC said, this will happen probably on a Friday evening. This big emergency declaration, they'll say the currency is failing. They'll probably blame Russia or China. But the result will be the same, that your bank accounts will be seized by your banks. And it could be the major banks, you know, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, whatever. They'll seize your money, and there will be a bank holiday. And in the bank holiday, there will be chaos nationwide. Because, of course, transactions won't function. Food stamps will likely not function. Credit cards, ATMs. People won't be able to get cash. People won't be able to use their credit cards or to buy things at grocery stores. You get the idea. And from there, it's going to be mass chaos. And in that chaos, the United States will once again demonstrate its vulnerability and weakness to the world. You will probably see the Biden regime, which will very likely still be in power at that time, declaring some form of martial law. There will be civil unrest, there will be revolts, there'll be chaos, mass violence in the streets, and so on. It's not going to be a pretty picture whatsoever. But this day is coming, and it will just show the weakness of the United States. Globally, as people are watching this, they will once again say, oh, wow, look at how weak and chaotic the United States is. The USA looks like Haiti right now. And this will not inspire confidence in the dollar. So, folks, this day is coming. And this is why I believe in converting dollars into other assets that are very likely to survive this chaos. And I'm not your financial advisor. I am going to mention a gold resource here for you. But the disclaimer is I'm not your financial advisor. You should check with your own financial advisor and make up your own mind. Do your own research. Figure out what's right for you. And there are things other than gold and silver that hold value, such as vehicles, land, power tools, by the way. You get a good collection of power tools. Those are always going to be worth money. That's why thieves, by the way, target Home Depot and Lowe's and other retailers to steal their power tools, because it's almost as good as cash. You know, everybody needs power tools. And you can recharge them off a solar-powered charger, too, by the way, even if the grid is down. So power tools are kind of off-grid tools. You know, they have very high utility. So it's not a bad idea to buy some good quality power tools, too, you know. But then again, if you want to store a lot of money in a small amount of space, your answer is gold. Or if you want something that's got more transactional divisibility, then that's silver coins or even junk silver, so-called junk silver, you know, pre-1965 silver coins that have about a 91% silver content, right? Quarters, dimes, nickels, and so on. You can get all these things, all these forms of gold and silver at most reputable gold and silver retailers. Our sponsor is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And you can reach them through the following URL, metalswithmike.com. I'm not paid a commission, by the way. No commissions. They do sponsor my podcast, but they just pay a flat fee. And you know that they don't pay me commissions by looking at their prices, and they publish their prices online. And I always warn people, beware of gold dealers that don't publish their prices. Because often you call those gold dealers and they'll try to talk you into something that you haven't been able to compare. Some other, I don't know, bizarre coin or like semi-numismatic coin or what have you. And it doesn't have the same value in terms of ounces of gold or silver for your dollar. But Treasure Island publishes their prices on their website. You can check them right now in real time. They're real-time prices. And you can see what an incredible deal it is. So if it's right for you, again, do your own research, make your own decision, but if it's right for you to have physical gold and silver, check them out. Again, metalswithmike.com. Or use one of the other techniques that I've mentioned here. Personally, I'm minimizing dollars in the bank. I still have to have some because I have to meet payroll, I have cash flow, we have to purchase, obviously, raw materials and so on. So there's quite a lot of float of cash that we have to have in the banks just to run our operation, you know, the Health Ranger store and Natural News and so on. I have already made the decision, or I have the understanding that I'm going to be losing those dollars. Those will be lost when this day comes that the banking system collapses. I know this with certainty. And I know that a lot of other people will lose a lot of money in a similar fashion. There's no way to avoid that. But you don't have to lose everything. And the name of the game here is going to be minimizing your losses so that you have something remaining after the bank holidays and after the collapse of the dollar. And I don't think the dollar is going to last too many more years. Another year, another 2 years, maybe just a few months. I don't know. If the United States gets nuked by Russia, then it's over. If the United States doesn't get nuked, it's probably over within a few years for the dollar. And in fact, it's probably over for the United States of America as a solvent, united country. Probably my prediction has been that before the end of 2025, the United States of America, as we know it, no longer exists. And that means some kind of a breakup or secession or civil war collapse or something along those lines. That's my guess. That's my prediction. I don't hope that happens, but I think that's where this is going. So stay informed. Do your own research. Get prepared. Do what's right for you to make it through this. We have to navigate this together, so that we can make it through to the other side. It's going to be challenging for all of us. But I thank you for your support, and I thank you for listening and sharing. And feel free to upload your own podcasts on Brighteon.com, the free speech platform. I'm the founder of it, and I built it so that we can speak relatively freely without censorship and without being taken down by the powers that be. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. God bless all of you. God bless America. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.